Today we read in the Gospel the story of Lazarus and Dives, the rich man. And you see the reward, the punishment of the rich man. He never helped this poor old man who sat outside, and he had all of these ulcers and sores all over his body. And the dogs would come and lick his wounds, he says. But as often as he would ask the rich man for some sort of help, some money perhaps, then the rich man would never give it to him. But then he himself would go right into his rich house and sit down to a nice fancy meal. And they say at the end that the rich man was punished, even sent to hell, because he lacked so much charity. But Lazarus, who suffered so much, was taken to heaven. And that shows that we must always be charitable towards the poor and all those who are needy in any sense of that word. Charity is the best of all the virtues, and we should always remember that. Saint Casimir today is just one of those saints. He was a king, and of course kings live in rich palaces, and they have fancy bedrooms and all of these nice rooms that you could run around all day in, and perhaps even sometimes get lost. They're such big castles. I've seen some of them in France, and boy, are they big. So he was very rich, yet he never liked to be rich. He never wanted to wear the crown and did his best not to actually be the ruler of any big city or country. And one of his favorite things to do, one of his greatest acts of charity, was to give to the poor in the kingdom. So before he was actually in charge, he would tell his father, he would go back to his father and tell him all the needs of the poor, whether they needed money, whether they needed something else. And he would ask his father, please go see to it right away and take care of them. And he always would. And that's how we, in a sense, we get to heaven, by giving to others. But remember this too, that this great king, you see his statue up there on the left side, called the gospel side of the altar, up on the wall, and you see the two candles by him. He's dressed in red and has a crown on. That's Saint Casimir. And he gave away much of his things because why? He had nothing on earth. All of his treasures were in heaven. That's where he wanted to be. And so he wasn't too worried about money or palaces or crowns. He only wanted the joys of heaven. And so what did he do? The basic things that we're taught to do all during Lent. He prayed often. In fact, that was, even as a boy, his favorite recreation, was to go into the church and to pray before our Blessed Lord. And then he would do penances under his royal robe. He always wore a hair shirt that's a really itchy shirt made of an animal's hair, so it gets really itchy. He would fast. Even when he was sick, he would fast. And he always said, well, when the priest would dispense him, well, he said, if the medicines aren't getting me any better, well, I'm sure that being dispensed from the fast won't either. So he fasted nonetheless. And slept very little, and oftentimes on the hard floor at night. Could you imagine doing that? But in any case, he gave up so much on earth because he wanted it all in heaven. And that is a beautiful truth that we must all learn and practice this Lent. If you look around the world, children, especially the more you grow up, you'll find that this world isn't a very, very pleasant place to be after all. There's a lot of pretty things in the world, but there's a lot to it that just isn't very fun when you get to grow up. So always remember this truth. You will never be perfectly happy here, but you will always be, if you seek heaven, and you say your prayers, and you do your penance, and you keep your faith, you'll be happy, infinitely happy, forever in heaven with St. Casimir and all the great saints of the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.